Model Test 3. Example Answers.
Example Answer for Independent Speaking Question 1. A Prized Possession.
My most prized possession is my good reputation. My grandfather taught me to value it above material things. When I was a child, I was attracted to my grandfather's watch, and he explained that if the watch failed to keep accurate time, he'd get a new watch. Later, I begged to drive my grandfather's car because it was a much better car than my parents had. He let me drive it occasionally, and he always asked me to be careful. He also made me understand that the car could be replaced, but I could never be replaced. And he told me that his most prized possession was his good reputation, and that was why he had good friends and a successful business. I'd like to be like my grandfather someday, so that's why I need to guard my reputation as my most prized possession.
Example answer for independent speaking question 2. Climate.
I've lived in a place with a warm climate all year for most of my life, but one year my family moved to England where the seasons change. I thought it was a beautiful place and I enjoyed the experience, but I was glad to be home again. In the fall, we don't have to rake leaves. In the winter, we don't have to shovel snow. And in the spring, we don't have to drive in the rain. So a warm climate's a lot less work. And I can wear the same clothes all year in a warm climate. But in a place where the seasons change, you can't. I remember putting my coats and heavy clothes away when the weather got warmer in England. Best of all, I'd like to see the sun shine every day. So maybe I'm just used to warm climate. But for now, that's my choice.
Example answer for integrated speaking question 3. Withdrawal from classes.
The woman thinks that the eligibility requirement for 100% refund after the second week of classes should be changed. Right now, to qualify, you have to show documentation of serious illness, injury, death of a family member, or military duty. She points out that there could be a case when a student's family might need help, but the circumstances wouldn't be covered by the policy. She suggests that there should be a way to petition for full reimbursement by explaining the situation, and each case should be decided based on the circumstances, not on such a limited number of possibilities. So her solution to the problem would be to add the option of petitioning for full refund by explaining the reason for requesting an exception.
Example answer for integrated speaking question 4. Ballads.
A ballad is, and I'm quoting here, a poem that tells a story and is sung to music. Characteristic of most ballads is the rhyming of the second and fourth lines. And usually ballads are part of an oral tradition, which, it means that over the years, the song's revised as it's passed down from one musician to another. Some popular ballads have been written down and assigned a number in a reference book by child. Now, Barbara Allen is classified as a ballad because it tells a story about lovers who are not united in life, but are joined symbolically in death by the rose and the thorn on their graves. The second and fourth lines of the song rhyme, and many versions of it are found around the world. One version is listed in the child reference as number 84. So you see, Barbara Allen is not only a ballad, it's a very popular one.
Example answer for integrated speaking question 5. The assignment.
The woman's problem is that she doesn't understand the assignment in her history class. She knows that she's supposed to write a paper, but she isn't sure what the professor wants her to do. Her friend suggests that she ask about the requirements for the paper in her class next week, but she's concerned that the professor will be offended because he's already explained it once. His other recommendation is to make an appointment to talk about the topic for her paper because during the consultation, she could ask questions. I think the woman should make an appointment to see the professor in his office as soon as possible so she'll have more time to work on the paper after she understands the assignment better. I also think it'd be best to be direct about asking how to complete the requirement because most professors are willing to help students who show an interest in the class.
Example answer for integrated speaking question 6. Ultrasound.
Ultrasounds like sonar because it sends out ultrasonic pulses, and then it picks up the reflections of the pulses. In the case of ultrasound, a crystal creates sound waves at such a high frequency that you can't hear them, but when the device that transmits the waves is placed on some part of your body, it sends the waves inside to the part that's being tested, and the organs reflect the sound waves. So that informs the doctor if you have anything suspicious there. Ultrasound's very useful in locating cancer and other growths, but it's also used in prenatal care to examine the baby in the months before it's born. In fact, it's fairly standard to produce images of babies to check their patterns of growth using ultrasound. So ultrasound's very useful for medical diagnosis because it can provide accurate information without surgery or surgical procedures.